It's NAB 2024. We're on the Edit Share stand. I'm joined by Lee. Hi, Lee. How are you doing?
Hi, Simon. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Now, Lee, we're talking about a brand new addition to your shared video storage portfolio here. Yeah. Tell us what we're looking at.
Yeah, so the first one here is the EFS NVMe. Okay. And this is a brand new node delivered to, in the EFS file system. This is designed for high data rates, high formats, high bit rates.
Okay.
So think about, you know, cameras are getting, sensors are getting bigger. You know, we've got 12K cameras. So the throughput that you're required to play those clips back requires more throughput and more bandwidth. And this NVMe box here will give us up to 18 gigabits of throughput from a server. What that actually means is that editors can work in 4K, 6K, 8K, in DPX, OpenEX, or Cinebit DNG file formats, all natively. So no proxy workflows natively from the file system. So this is a real breakthrough in actual the need for speed.
Sure.
Because what we're seeing is people are asking us, we want that, and could we do that before? We could, but we actually needed more hard drives to do that.
Yeah.
And if we're looking at this actual box here, these are our traditional nodes, and which are perfectly fine. But if I was to actually compare one of these with these boxes, I would actually need 18 of these.
Okay.
to get this throughput. So this is an incredible
power
innovation.
Saving, the space saving in the rack.
Yeah, BTU calculations, air conditioning saving, and power saving, absolutely.
Yeah.
So you just think about the saving just in the economics of that is pretty incredible.
Yeah, so just rewinding a little bit, what was the thinking behind developing this product in the first place?
Yeah, so we seen it. So when we're talking to clients, we're seeing visual effects clients, post-production clients, and they're working on file per frame workflows.
Yeah.
So very, very high-end visual effects where they're doing plates. The issue with those is that it required a huge amount of bandwidth, a huge amount of throughput.
Mm.
Now, traditionally, we could do that, again, with our traditional node platforms, hard disk drives and SSDs, but they generally had two separate islands. With these platforms, then we can combine the editorial and the visual effects teams together and give them maximum throughput so we can have visual effects teams and the editorial teams working collaboratively together.
Yeah. And who are you aiming this product at?
Yeah, so anyone who wants to do high-end frame rates, high-end formats, people that are natively working in 4, 6K or 8K or beyond, those definition workflows.
Yeah.
So anyone who's looking at processor-intensive, feature film workflows, programming, people that are using HDR, HDR 10, Dolby Vision, this is where this is really targeted at.
Cool. And availability?
Absolutely. It's available now, available to order.
Wow.
We'd like people to come and order right now.
Come along at NAB and see it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So those that aren't at the show, where can they find out more information?
Yeah, you can see more at editshare.com.
Okay.
And we can see the breakdown of the technical specifications and all of the throughput that's available.
Yep. Lee, thank you very much indeed. Do check out the website for more information. We're doing another two videos here on the EditShare booth, so you can see those on our channel. And for everything else we're doing at NAB, that's at kitplus.com.